WRHI Rock Hill.
Make Good Pharmacy of Rock Hill part of your family's health team. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. The Farmers Exchange, celebrating over 75 years of service to your county. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. My name is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, with my co-host, Mr. David Rector, Carolina Fresh Farms. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
A little clogged this morning with all this rain. It was raining last time we were here last week, and I don't think it had quit all week. But Monday's supposed to be today now, so we'll see. It's going to be interesting once all this rain stops, because I have a feeling there's going to be, especially in the grass inside, there's going to be fungus problems like we hadn't seen in a long time. And it's, well, y'all selling a lot of the fungicides now, so that's a good thing if people need it. Any particular recommendations for this? Well, warm seasons don't have a whole lot of problem right now, but they will when they start coming out.
So. Yeah, Steve came by to my store yesterday, and we were kind of chit-chatting about all the rain and the non-consistent weather we get kind of cause problems with, which is my department, grass, and his department, plants, and there's all kind of weird things that are going to go on. So, yes, with all the rain, there'll probably be some kind of fungus issues. You don't really see that for fescue till as we start getting warmer. Late May, June, warm season grasses, we suggest that you put out a fungicide, and I think it's late April, right in there, just to prevent it, because as long as we stay cool, you know, the fungus shouldn't be a problem. But like I said, the temperature goes up and down. I heard it's supposed to be upper 40s today, and then tomorrow they're coming for 70s. So that's kind of crazy. This whole week's been up and down, roller coaster.
Keep everybody sick. It's not real good on the plants either. So, one thing before we get on to the plants now, with your grass, right now anyway, we have a lot of what I call winter annual weeds popping up. And we usually put a pre-emergent out, which works wonders, but with all this rain, it's leaching out and not really activating very well. So,
yeah, that's another issue from the rain. We have all these fertilizer programs, suggested times to put out this and that, but like I go back to, that's with consistent weather. So now with what you put out in October for your warm season grasses, that's long gone, and it's time to put out some more stuff. We may have to, I hope it won't stay like this where we're getting rain every year, but we'd have to change our little schedule. But your fertilizers and pre-emergents have a certain time limit on them, and the more rain we get, like Steve said, it leaches out and goes away quicker. So
a lot of the fertilizers we use on the plants, believe it or not, is temperature release. They'll say it's an 8 to 9 month fertilizer, but that's at 70 degrees. So if it's hotter, it releases faster. If it's cooler, it releases slower. So when you're having all this rain and up and down temperatures, and that's what people don't really understand. I've had several this week. Well, I'm going to wait till March. Well, March is usually our worst winter month of the year. I mean, we have had some cold weather in March.
Yep.
And I found some pictures looking for something else the other day of the snow of 2004 when we had the 22 inches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people can't believe we had that here, but we had 14 in 2002 and 22 in 2004.
Yeah.
And that 36 inches more than we had 30 years combined.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does happen. And always get a cold snap around Easter. Just set your watch by it.
Well, I hope not. This year, Easter's late April, so I hope we don't get that.
I've seen it snow 1st of May. So, I mean, 40 years, I've seen a little bit all of it. Now, last year, it got a little cold snap, but it didn't get below freezing. Now, 2007 was the worst when we were 80 degrees for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it hit 21 and killed everything in the southeast. Crepe myrtles, Japanese maples, all of it got fried. And crepe myrtle sales really hadn't come back from that yet. And it's been, what, 12 years? So. But it happens.
Just had to roll with it.
They, we'll go one more time because I still get this question a lot. Yeah. Pre-emergent herbicides keep the seeds from germinating. Mm-hmm. So that's a preventative. Now, if it's post-emergent, which means they're actively growing, you got to come up with something else.
Yep.
The pre-emergent's not going to work on it. And
yeah, most of your post-emergents are somewhat temperature-driven, too. When it's cool and you spray them, the chemical doesn't get through the plant quickly, and a lot of times it won't make it all the way through, and I won't do what it's supposed to do. So I've been trying to get people to wait, on into March a little bit to try to get rid of some weeds. But you can try it now, but it's just not the right conditions for it, I guess. So.
Probably one of the best known is a product called Weed Begone by Ortho.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been around forever. But it even takes, you don't need to put it out when it's less than 70 degrees.
Yep.
And you don't need to put it out if it's more than 90 degrees.
Yeah. Good old Weed and Feed is another thing like that. It has to be right. All these products are great, but they have to be in the right conditions to do what it's
need to read the label.
Yeah, I always say that. Read the label. Yeah, very much.
On chemicals, fertilizers, pesticides, whatever, the label's your Bible. Read it in detail.
Yeah, please do, because there's been great chemicals on the market that people use incorrectly, and then that product got taken off the market because of something that happened. So we want to protect our environment, and got people that are going to be here after we're long gone. So
got a bad name, and
I got some grandkids that want to have a good time.
You're not old enough to have grandkids. Neither one of them.
You don't get to choose that.
We're too young. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Greg's Fix-It Shop offers full service repairs as well as parts for the handyman. Tune up your mower and your lawn equipment for the fall season. Visit Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street or gregsfixitshop.com. Serving Rock Hill for 64 years. Greg's Fix-It Shop, a family-owned business.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back again, and on a rainy Saturday morning, David and I have been discussing the sod thing and grass things and everything else. And hopefully next week we'll be able to do some work again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And the ground's so wet right now, you walk across it and it squishes on you. So. And
that is correct.
But it all happens for a reason.
Yep.
Nothing we can do about it, so we just roll with the flow. And I made a promise back in 2001 when we were in the middle of the end of the seven-year drought that I wouldn't complain about rain. I'm getting close, but so far I ain't complained about the rain.
Yeah. My wife was telling me, she said, I don't want to hear anybody talking about a drought now, so I guess we're going the other way.
Well, you got to remember when all this rain started the 1st of September, they had put us in stage one of a drought, or stage zero.
It's hard to believe.
Stage zero through four, so they'd put us in stage zero, which basically gets everything running. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know, poor people down at Watery have been getting flooded out, and people up in Morganton have been, Lake James have been flooded out too. So
won't take long for this good old clay to dry out there.
Takes longer than you think, but anyway. One thing we're seeing now, though, and we talked a little bit about it last week, but a lot of new shrubs have been introduced onto the market in the last 10 years. And it's, a lot of people don't realize that there's a big business in patenting plants. You go through the patent process like you do any deal, and there are companies now that that's all they do. I mean, we looked, we had a holly we came up with, we looked at, and it's $5,000 to start the patent process, another $5,000 to pay this company to do the research. So you got $10,000 in before you start. But if you get it patented and it catches on, you got a 20-year protection. And what people are doing now, they're also putting trademarks or copyrights on them where the name's protected forever. The patent's only good 20 years, but mm-hmm. name's protected forever. And I know crepe myrtles are one. In the last 10 years, they must have come out with a couple hundred different new varieties of crepe myrtles, and nobody can keep up with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it's a good thing, but they just have. So, and Laura Pedlum's, it's a Chinese fringe tree is what the technical name is, but all the red varieties, there must be 50 of them out now. And some of them, I'm not sure, aren't the same thing.
Yeah.
But we sell a bunch of them, and the Encore Azaleas are biggie because that one, and that's one that I have a little mixed emotions about. It to me, it really shouldn't be called an azalea because it doesn't bloom like regular azaleas. Mm-hmm. Regular azaleas give you a huge mass of flowers in the spring.
Yep.
Encore actually blooms a little bit in the spring, a little bit in the fall, mm-hmm. and some of them will throw a few blooms out through the summer, but they don't bloom heavy anytime. Mm-hmm. And the leaves actually cover up the blooms on them sometimes. So everybody buys them, and they want that huge mass of flowers in yep. the spring, and they're not going to get it. We first tried them probably 25 years ago, and they only had like three or four varieties of them, and you could only get them in 7-gallon. They were terribly expensive, and it got cold right before Thanksgiving, and we had bark split like you wouldn't believe. Yep. We spent 2 weeks cutting all the dead wood out of those things. Couldn't yep. throw them away. I had too much money
yeah.
in them. And Flowerwood Nursery down in Mobile, Alabama is the one that developed them. And they've even got it down now. There's probably a couple hundred varieties. And they pick three growers in each state, and they're the only ones that can grow it. They yep. tell them they have to use their pot. They have to use put tag their tags on all of them, and they tell them how many to grow and how much they can sell them for.
That's
a 32-page contract to grow on course.
Good problem to have there.
So they made a lot of money yeah. off of them because they're controlling the price. And same thing, though, we're going to have some fungus problems coming up in the spring. And you can see Mr. Rector here, and he'll take care of you on that side. We don't do the fungicides anymore. Mm-hmm. Quit selling grass seeds a few years back because the license cost more than what I was selling.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't selling enough to cover the cost of the license.
Yeah, there's a lot of licenses and fees and all kind of stuff you have to go through, but so true.
But, you know, the big thing is, like we were saying earlier, read the label. If not, get somebody that's licensed that knows what they're doing to apply it, because you can mess things up in a hurry if you're not careful.
Yep.
And the same thing on the all plants. We would do the fertilizer thing, and usually we shoot about the 1st of April, somewhere along mm-hmm. there, because you don't want to force out a whole lot of new growth and then get a cold snap.
Yep.
And the problem now is not the cold, it's the fluctuation in temperature.
Yep.
We'll have 80 degrees 1 week, and the next week we'll have 25, and that's a huge difference that just causes all kinds of problems.
So. When is it safe to like do a severe pruning in springtime? What would you say?
We generally recommend end of February, 1st of March. Now, you don't want to do it early because you cut all the leaves off, yeah. and that's how they generate the food through photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. But if you do it too late, you got new growth coming out, and you're just butchering your new first shoots of growth, and yeah. you really don't want to do that either. Hard pruning, like I say, around the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Usually, and things start coming out a little earlier. You can do it a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say first of March, really, so about now.
I'm sure some plants, it hurts them more than others. I mean, some yeah. of them are durable, but
Well, any crepe myrtles, if you're going to do any kind of pruning on them, it needs to be done now before they start putting out, sap starts rising.
Yeah.
Pretty much any deciduous tree or deciduous shrub, you need to go ahead and get it done here in the next three or four weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're past the hard part because last year we had 5 degrees in January,
yeah.
And that put a number on a lot of them. People cut real hard, and they didn't come back out. But there again, the fertilization usually around the 1st of April, and there's so many different kinds of fertilizer on the market now that it's unbelievable. We use one called 16-4-8 slow release. It's a 90-day thing that is pretty much a generic. You can use it on grass, shrubs, trees, whatever,
yep.
And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. But
yeah, we sell that at my store.
And they got some Azalea Foods and Rhododendron Foods and Holly Foods and a lot of that. I hate to say, they probably shouldn't say this. I might get sued, but you're just paying for the name. But
yeah,
that's how it is. And
yeah, we sell one that's really good. It's for all flowering trees, shrubs. It's called Wood Ace Triple 14. It's made by Lebanon Fertilizer, and it's a real good fertilizer. And it's also it's got IBDU in it, which pretty much means it will release no matter what the temperature is. As Steve was talking about, a lot of the fertilizer temperature based, but this will actually release. It's slow release and lasts, you know, probably 90 days, like Steve was saying. But it's one that avoids the temperature regulations, I guess. It can be put out, you know, all throughout the year.
I didn't know that Lebanon had bought Wood Ace. Wood Ace was pretty popular back in the late 80s and early 90s. And I thought Harold bought them at one time. But
sometimes they get bounced around.
They sell, they're interchanging now. And Scott's bought up the world. Now they're selling the world off. And John Deere at one time bought up everything. And now they're starting to diversify some of it. And,
yep. Yeah, that's a good thing about our two companies. We're family business.
That's it.
So that's it.
Okay, Miss Emily's giving me the sign here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Greg's Fix-It Shop offers full-service repairs as well as parts for the handyman. Tune up your mower and your lawn equipment for the fall season. Visit Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street or gregsfixitshop.com. Serving Rock Hill for 64 years. Greg's Fix-It Shop, a family-owned business.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
She didn't waste any time that time. So I called us off guard.
The show's flying by this morning.
I'm telling you, it sure is. Off the air, you were talking about something that I hadn't thought about, that your company goes to places like Texas A&M and looks at new turf that y'all
decided. Yeah, Steve was talking about new plants, but our most of our grasses we get from Texas A&M, like Palisade Zoysia, originated from there. That patent just kind of went off, and what that means is when the patent's off of it, certain people have bought it and they have rights to grow it, but once it's gone, then anybody can grow it. You know, you could, over there at Rolling Hills, you could start your little field of Palisade Zoysia now. But yeah, we go there, you know, a couple of times, not a year, but I mean every other year or something, they have new grasses developing, and we'll, you know, to have rights to that grass in South Carolina, we'll pay a fee, you know, bring it back. I was telling Steve, we bring back pretty much a tray of this kind of grass, and we go to our fields, we spread it out, you know, fertilize it, grow it, spread it out, you know, you have like two years to, you know, they want you to be successful with it. So, and obviously when you pay money, you want to be successful with it, but you have so long to get a couple acres of it. And then you know, just keep on going. It's kind of amazing. And it's a process where you spend the money. You don't really see the rewards till, you know, years later. It's not like you can all of a sudden just start a sod field and it's ready to cut. So, I mean, it takes time to mature and get looking good and keep weeds out of it and all kind of stuff. So
it's really kind of amazing to think about it. Yeah. And I'm sure Palisades is a registered trademark mm-hmm. or something. So you can grow it, but you can't use their name. Yeah. They're going to sue you. So it's kind of
the same thing with a plant. I mean, if Steve starts with a small little cutting, I mean, that takes a year before you're selling it. So
people don't realize that. We do root a lot of our own cuttings on what we call the bread and butter plants. That's mm-hmm. plants not under patent, been around mm-hmm. forever. Compacta hollies, Hellerye mm-hmm. hollies, those. We do about 50,000 cuttings a year in a greenhouse mm-hmm. up behind my house. And from a 4-inch cutting to a 3-gallon plant, depending on the variety, you're looking 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not walk out in the backyard and hit a switch and produce another plant. Yeah. It's kind of like grass. It takes a little while.
Yeah, you have to have some patience, I guess.
And a lot of things can go wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah. When Pat was fussing yesterday, somehow or another, the door to the greenhouse up back is actually a heated greenhouse, 30 by 100, something like mm-hmm. that. And somehow or another, the door didn't get closed properly, and rabbits got in there and ate up all the needlepoint holly cuttings, so he lost about 500 cuttings.
Oh,
rabbits.
Gosh.
You don't think about that part, but that's actually a problem.
Some of that farming stuff that happens.
We're farmers, except the only thing is a farmer turns a crop every 6 months or so. We take 3 years, and banks don't want to hear about 3 years from now you're going to sell something.
Yeah.
But it's not a job, it's a lifestyle. So we've been doing it so long. You know, I've been working 50 hours a week since I was 8 years old. We raised horses too growing up, so
not a big deal, is it? Just you don't think about it,
you just do it.
Yep.
But it is kind of nice working with nature on a regular mm-hmm. basis. So yeah, I mean,
some good therapy
for me it is anyway. Got what I was going to ask you about. What was I going to ask you about? It just got a total blank. That's the first time that's happened this year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it won't be the
almost
last.
Almost made it through February.
Mm-hmm. I know what it was. You won't be with me next week
because
you're going to be at the Master Gardener Symposium.
Yep. Master Gardener Symposium is at the...
I told Paul we put a plug in.
Yeah, there you go. It's at the Chester, and I feel bad. I don't know the name of that building, but it's right there off 77. Used to be a car dealership years ago.
I did know it, but I don't know what
it's Chester Events Center, I guess.
I think that's it, something like that.
We're one of the major sponsors this year. Kind of excited about it. We're going to have a bigger booth, and they look to have probably maybe close to 300 people. And I think they will actually, if you're not already registered, you can come down and they'll let you walk through the vendors. They'll have probably 30, 40 different vendors of all kinds, local, anywhere from pottery to any outdoor stuff that's going on. So it's a good time, and that show's grown over the years. That's been a good thing.
Yeah, well, it was at Baxter Hood Center for several years, and then when they moved the library in there to remodel a building or something, they had to move it, and it's really been a good thing because it's bigger. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, we're back to a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax-free fund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill and next to Food Line in Lake Wiley.
Greg's Fix-It Shop offers full-service repairs as well as parts for the handyman. Tune up your mower and your lawn equipment for the fall season. Visit Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street or gregsfixitshop.com. Serving Rock Hill for 64 years. Greg's Fix-It Shop, a family-owned business.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to finish up this rendition of the show, and we were talking about a symposium. Do you remember what the times are? Because I had it, and I didn't bring it with me.
It starts... I think it starts at 8 o'clock because we have to be there at 7 to make sure everything's set up. It runs from like 8 to 3 o'clock.
Yeah. I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
the young lady tried to get us to do it, and I want to do it, but I just couldn't pull it off.
Yeah,
basketball season still going in church league and me doing the radio show. I run out of people.
Yeah.
But today's last day of basketball.
There you go.
So I'm going to be back at work for a change.
Sometimes you have to say no.
He's been doing it for 20 years. So.
Wow.
But this will be it. They finish up at 12 o'clock today for this season. But anyway, real quick on the Master Gardener program. Way back yonder when they started it, Henry Nunnery actually was the one that put it together. And Tommy and I actually sponsored a lot of their activity because they didn't have any money. Clemson didn't give them any money to do it. And the thing with it is it teaches them a little bit about a lot of things, but not a whole lot about anything, if that makes sense. I mean, it covers a wide range of topics, and it teaches a little bit. But then that allows you.
But then I think they take it.
If you have an interest, you can get more involved in what you're interested in, which is great with it. It's not something, you know, it's not a college degree program where you got hours into this stuff. And, you know, it's they used to come out and do the plant propagation. Tommy would do it for them, and plant ID. Paul does a wonderful job on the plant ID, and
he's really good with that. Paul Thompson, the Clemson Extension. If you got any questions, call him
684-9919.
There you go. Hey, I want to do a shout out too before we get done here because we got a little bit of time left. But my dad's birthday is today, Wayne Rector. And he is 80 years old today.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Wayne.
And there's one more birthday in my family today, too. My granddaughter, Amelia, is turning 2 today.
Now, we already had that conversation.
There's two spectrums.
You two aren't old enough to have grandchildren.
We have 3 grandchildren.
Well, if you have grandchildren, that means I'm old enough to have them. So I'm not old enough to have grandchildren.
I hear you. I want to tell them happy birthday before we
Well, happy birthday to both of them.
Yeah. We were gonna play golf today. My dad's a huge golfer, and but obviously the weather's not like that. So hopefully this year he can shoot his age. That's a big thing for a golfer, to be able to shoot your own age.
If he can shoot 80, I'm proud.
I think he can do it.
I never.
When it's this wet.
That's it.
Well, good luck next week, and I'll be down there.
You have fun down in Chester, and my brother Tommy will be joining me next week. And we might get run out of town, but who knows? We'll give it our best shot. Welcome to the Gardener's Bench.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. The Farmers Exchange, celebrating over 75 years of service to York County. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.